If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Verse 8 of Jeremiah 29, he said, don't even listen to the prophets, those who come to you to deceive you. He's not saying just do away with prophetic words, but he's talking about those people who come to deceive you. In other words, there are people who will come to you while you're going through, and they will tell you, child, that ain't God. Hallelujah, that ain't God. He said, don't listen to them. I put you in that bondage. God put them in bondage to the worst nation. When the children of Israel crossed over into the land, they began to have what I call skirmishes. Not major battles, just skirmishes. Skirmishes with the Hittites. Skirmishes with the Jebusites. Skirmishes with those ites. But when God really wanted to tune them up, he raised up the Philistines. Now the Philistines were a formidable military power. They were greater than any of the ites. Because the ites were like Taliban terrorists. The ites were like ISIS. They just hit you and run. But the Philistines, they were like communist armies. They were organized. And see, what God would do, he would provoke the Philistines to go fight against the children of Israel and enslave them. The moment the children of Israel repented, he would destroy the Philistines. The poor Philistines are over here saying, we ain't bothering nobody. God said, go over there and enslave them. They were like, oh, look, fresh meat. And they didn't ask for the children of Israel. God sent them over. And the moment God beat them down to humility, then he went over and pop, destroyed the Philistines. Isn't that amazing? He allowed the Ark of the Covenant to be captured by the Philistines. They took it. They were so glad they had something that represented the God of the Israelites. They put it in the temple of Dagon. Now, when they put it in the temple of Dagon, God said, now you're gone too far. He looked over at an angel and said, handle my light work. The angel went down and pushed Dagon over on his face. Now, Dagon's about 14 feet tall, made out of pure granite. So that means he's probably weighing more than tons. Are you hearing me? The angel just pushed him over. They thought, oh, maybe the earth shook and maybe something happened. So they kind of hoisted him back up in position and went to bed. That night, the angel came back, cut off Dagon's head, cut off his arms and his feet. Why? Because he's saying, you don't have any other God before the Lord God Almighty. And then God said, all right, now I done had enough. My children over there have repented. They've decided that my way is the right way. So then God hit all of the Philistines with what we would call shingles. The Old Testament calls it emrods. That means they had these sores that were full of pus running all over them. They said, get that ark out of here. That's what's causing it. I want you to know that because you are anointed, because you carry the anointing of God, just like the Ark of the Covenant, whenever the devil comes against you, he's touching God. Whenever the devil tries to stop you, he's trying to stop the Holy Ghost. And if you just hold on to the promise, God is going to show off. He's already showed up, but now he's looking to show off. Don't you worry about the Supreme Court. There's a court higher than them, and he's going to make his presence known. You know what the Bible says? It says that the anointing will come on you and break that yoke off your neck, because the anointing makes you fat. It makes you so fat that whatever the devil put on you to bind you has to fall off. And you can tell the devil, I'm too fat for this. This is not going to keep me down. This is just going to bolster me. My faith is going to grow. I'm not upset because they can get married. I'm not upset because of what the King James says. I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep all that I commit into his hands. And I know God is going to show up, and the Supreme Court are going to bow their knee one day. They're going to bow their knee to Jesus. Don't you worry about it, baby. You lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. You don't have to march. Just keep living for God. I'm here to tell you that nothing that the devil does can override the word of God. God said that marriage is between a man and a woman. He ain't gonna let nine ungodly people try to change his rule. At the end of the day, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Just like I do my weddings for a man and a woman by scripture, I take them right to Ephesians 5. That's how I do my ceremonies. And so, yeah, I'll take Richard and Richard right over here. Show them right in the Word of God. Listen to God. Don't listen to people. Let me help you. Write a scripture. Get about 3 or 4 good scriptures. Good scriptures that talk about your victory, that talk about your position. And put one of them in the mirror that you look at when you first get up. Put the other one in the bathroom mirror. And put the third one in the kitchen on the refrigerator. Those are the 3 places you go every day. You look at that every day and you say exactly what that scripture says. You keep saying it until the change begins to resonate in your spirit. It don't take long. Oh no. Now the battle might not change, but Lord, you'll be changed. You'll start seeing things differently. You see, 30, 40 years ago, we were told we were an underclass. And so we always had to hang our heads when we walked around certain people, and we had to cross the street when certain people came our way. But when those young men in the black leather coats out in Oakland, and when those brothers up in Brooklyn and Bronx, New York, with the bow ties and the bushes, when they started telling you that you didn't have to bow your head, when they started telling you that you were just as good as anybody else, it resonated in you. Now you were no longer sitting on the back of the bus. Now you were no longer going to the cheaper colleges. Why? Because somebody said something that made you change your view about yourself. Well, as a child of God, somebody said something that made you change your view. God said that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. See, now we read that verse improperly. Here's how we read that verse. When the enemy comes in like a flood. No, in the Hebrew, the second part is the emphasis. Here's what God is saying. When the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against the Lord. Have mercy. You keep looking for the enemy's flood. Uh-uh, baby. The devil better watch my flood. And I don't have some little Schuylkill overflowing the banks. I got a tsunami coming in off the Pacific. I got 8 feet of water blowing devils out of the way, destroying sickness and disease, pushing back ungodliness. I've got a tsunami like a flood. I'm blessed. Don't even know I'm blessed. You have blessings coming to you that you don't even know are coming, because the devil's got you looking at his traps instead of God's deliverance. You better start look. In the military, when you walk in a minefield, and let's give you the benefit of the doubt, in the snowy weather. When you're walking down a minefield in the snowy weather, you look for the footprints of somebody who has walked there before. So you can make it through if you look at someone else's footprints. Here's the problem with the body of Christ. We keep trying to chart our own path. Listen, child of God, I had a conversation with my pastor after we started Bethel. And here's what I said to him. I said, you gonna teach me. I said, you gonna mentor me. He laughed. I said, I'm serious. I said, because there is no reason that I have to walk in every foothold or every hole that you walked in. I don't have to have that happen. I don't need to stand back and say, look at what God did for me. Heck no. Pastor, how did you make it through this? How did you get through that? I'm walking in your footprints. That's why Hebrews says we have a great cloud of witnesses. People that have gone through what you've gone through. People who have survived the devil's onslaught. Talk with those people. Don't talk to them folk who are negative, who put you down and try to put the blame on you. Talk to somebody who's been healed. Talk to somebody who's been delivered. Talk to somebody who's been victorious. Talk to somebody who has established a position of greatness in God. Let you know, help them let you know that you can do the same thing. Jesus tried to tell us that in John's gospel. He said, the works I do shall ye do also. How many of you are doing the Lord's work? Oh, Pastor, I ain't Jesus. Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Nobody said you were Jesus. He just said you're supposed to do my works. And Jesus was never defeated. I need a church now. Do you know Jesus was never defeated? Even when he was going through his most dark hour, he was still victorious. Lord, when they came up and they tried to arrest him, and they said, he said, whom seek ye? And they said, we looking for Jesus. And the whole crowd of them, right? They got torches and swords, and they said, "We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said, "I am." Now, the King James says, "I am he," but the "he" is italicized. That means you can take it out. He looked at him and said, "I am." And the Bible said when he said that, they went backwards and fell on the ground. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. Just the word out of his mouth. You know what he was doing when he did that? He was showing them, y'all ain't in charge. I'm just fulfilling prophecy. But y'all ain't arresting me. I'm giving myself to you. Y'all ain't killing me. I'm laying my life down. Y'all not stopping me. I'm giving myself for those who are coming after me. And that same power resides in you. The devil can't come in your house unless you let him. He can't bring confusion unless you let him. You open that door and say, "Get out of here, you no good rascal. This house belongs to me and God. And God lives in this house. And you can't live here." Listen to God. You can be diagnosed with something, but your response doesn't have to be what everybody else's was. You do not have to walk away from that saying, "I got to do what everybody else did to get through it." You can establish a covenant with God, and he'll give you direction that violates every rule if you believe that he's that good.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Eric Lambert of the Bethel Deliverance International Church. I want to invite you to our Holy Convocation 2015. This year, our theme is Power to Be Effective Witnesses. So as our fellowship gathers, we're going to look at the Word of God and teach the people how to become more effective in their witnessing for Christ. How do we reach the lost so Christ can be glorified? This year, our special guest preachers will be Bishop David Evans of Bethany Baptist Church of Lindenwald, New Jersey. Our dear friend Bishop Evans comes to bring us a relevant Word of God, and we're looking forward to the time we spend with him.
If I believe day and night, if I believe hot and cold, if I believe summer and winter, why do I struggle in my faith with seed time and harvest?
On Thursday night, Pastor Arlington Medley will be with us. And this man of God brings a word that both encourages us and causes us to seek God more.
God has come in my life in a certain way.
And on Friday night, yours truly, Bishop Eric Lambert, will be bringing the Word of God, and I'll be focusing on how to be an effective witness in these last days.
You gotta learn how to review simple things so that when big stuff comes, your faith is already taken care of.
During the week, we're going to have seminars and sessions during the daytime so that you, the people of God, can come together, hear the Word of God, and receive food to grow up. This is an exciting time, and we want you to share in our Holy Convocation. Now, those dates are August the 12th through the 14th, and this year, by the grace of God, we'll be meeting at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Pastors, congregations, friends of this ministry, those who watch our broadcast, we invite you to come and share with us. I'll be seeing you at Holy Convocation 2015.